AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Ukraine says it hit a Russian warship with missiles. It later sank. AP's Sagar Mirghani reports the Pentagon agrees.
Just yesterday.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile.
But Pentagon spokesman John Kirby also did not refute the reports. And today, a senior defense official says the U.S. now believes at least one and probably two anti-ship missiles hit the cruiser, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Moscow would not say the ship was attacked, only that a fire on board caused heavy damage. The vessel sank yesterday while being towed to port, a major symbolic defeat for Russia in a war already seen as a huge blunder.
Police in the area around Ukraine's capital Kyiv say the bodies of more than 900 civilians have been found since the Russian troops left. Most of them had been shot. Russian forces and separatist fighters from eastern Ukraine continued their attack on Mariupol. About 100,000 people remain in the city, which had more than 400,000 residents before the invasion. The city council says locals report seeing Russian troops digging up bodies buried in residential courtyards and not allowing any new burials of people killed by them. Coronavirus cases on the rise again.
Thanks to the BA2 subvariant, COVID-19 cases are up across the country. The 7-day rolling average for daily new cases rose to almost 40,000 this week, up from just over 30,000 2 weeks ago. That's according to Johns Hopkins. But no one expects a peak nearly as high as the last one when the contagious Omicron version of the coronavirus ripped through the population. Experts say a higher level of immunity from vaccinations or past infections is keeping the surge somewhat in check. I'm Shelley Adler.
Health officials warn severe cases and hospitalizations are far more likely in areas with low vaccination rates. This is AP News. Kentucky's two abortion clinics, both in Louisville, have stopped doing abortions since the legislature overrode Governor Andy Beshear's veto of a new 15-week abortion law. Kentucky's Planned Parenthood Director Tamara Weider says the measure changes nearly all of the state regulations and requirements.
That law that was overridden has now stopped abortion access in the Commonwealth, both here at Planned Parenthood and EMW. We cannot comply with the many, 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 many burdens within the bill.
Her group and the ACLU are suing because the Republican-controlled legislature failed to include specific regulation changes. Plus, there's no time frame for those regulations to be written. The suits allege the process is an unconstitutional ban on abortion in Kentucky. Easter egg roll at the White House returns after a 2-year pandemic shutdown. On Monday, President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden will welcome 30,000 kids and adults for the activities. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.